This is Dr. Bostock. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ms. Gibbs.
Morning, sir.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Wonderful. Mom, I have two things that I want to discuss with you, but I will say from the outset that let not your heart be troubled. Some people take pride in trespassing on the patience of others. And as a Christian, you know that you have to be as patient as possible and tolerant as well as possible. Two things I want to discuss with you this morning, though. 2 weeks ago, there was a caller, excuse me, to the program who went into a religious conversation with you. You remember that that caller?
I have several callers who do such, so it depends.
This one stands up. This one, the one who spoke about Jesus not having any and left in any personal record or speeches of himself.
It depends. You mean the guy who spoke about the extraterrestrial beings?
Yes, yes. Okay. Along that line.
I didn't think that was a religious conversation.
But the truth, Mom, is that I won't speak, I don't want to take your program now into a religious thing, but I want to say a few things, mm-hmm. right? As Christians, Mom, we have to guard the avenues of our own soul. The reason why
the very statement you just made suggests, implicit in that, is that you are a Christian. Is that what I'm hearing?
Of course I am, of course.
Okay.
We must guard the avenues of our own souls.
Okay.
Right? Now, the point was made by the caller that Christ didn't say there was anything documented in the New Testament, if I remember what he said. About Jesus leaving any information of himself. Now, Romans 16:8, ma'am. You can write it down and probably do your research later. Says that for they that are such serve not the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. We gotta be careful, right? Mm-hmm. Now, John 5:39, ma'am, Jesus speaking, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and there are they which testify of me. Who are they? The prophets.
Mm-hmm.
You with me so far?
Yes.
Luke 16:24, the story was given by Jesus about Lazarus and the rich man. Jesus concludes by saying that you have told the rich man in the parable, that you have Moses and the prophets, because if you read this story, the rich man was asking for some time to have a conversation with his brother so they would not come into hell where he was. Jesus' response in the parable was that you have Moses and the prophets. So the prophets, ma'am, mm-hmm. right? The prophets were the sole authority based on the instructions given by God through interpretation that brought about the scriptures what we know as the word of God, right? And that we must rely wholly and solely those who believe, you understand?
Yes.
On the word. The bottom line is, ma'am, is that because you do not believe something or you do not understand something does not make it not true. What it means is that you don't believe it. That's all it means.
Agreed.
That's all it means. So because you don't believe it, don't try to discard it and try to confuse the minds of ordinary individuals. You understand me?
But the only thing I respond and say is your basis mm-hmm. is in faith. Therefore,
right.
you refer to the Bible as the Word of God.
Precisely.
There are many people who do not believe mm-hmm. in God and therefore do not subscribe to the Bible, or they do not believe that the Bible is the infallible Word of God. And therefore, that's not their basis. That's not where they start from. So automatically, y'all are going to have a different basis on which to start, and then you will disagree. Are you with me?
I am entirely with you. Because
right.
I would say, in response to what you have just said, that in all of this, right, the gift of choice remains. The gift of having the ability to choose is a gift on its own. So therefore, having that ability to choose, right,
mm-hmm.
you can then, you exercise that choice,
Right.
Howsoever you feel.
Right.
Understand by exercising it, however, that there are consequences.
You're right.
So let us be clear on that, right? And I would encourage Christians to read the book of Matthew 28:20. Where Jesus said to teach them to observe all things that I command you, and then baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He didn't say to argue the scriptures. He didn't say to force it down the body throat. He didn't say to confuse anybody. Teach them, and those who don't want to be taught, you move on. That's the bottom line. And just leave it there. My next issue, ma'am, is the topic you raised.
Before you go to that topic, which is one of the topics I raise, I would like to leave with you the... There's a proverb that I reflect on, and it keeps me humble. Proverbs 3, when it tells us not to lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him.
Who is Him, God.
He would direct our path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that verse, or those set of verses, help us to... know that it is not in us that we get our, we can become very puffed up as human beings. It is a natural thing. You get a little education and you feel as though you know a lot. But people need to remember that God doesn't like haughty.
No.
And he doesn't like pride or, you know, proudness, proud people.
Actually, the proudest name among those who will not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Right. So that those set of verses help me. Not that's not all. You can go to Psalm 1, a number of them. But because I believe, and I know there are many people who don't believe, because I believe, I rest assured that I'm trying to find favor with God. And I will find favor with man, because as I find favor with God in that same verse, you will find favor with man as well. But you're not seeking to please man.
No.
Yeah?
No.
So you can go on to your next point.
Right. My next one has to do now with the topic you would have raised as it relates to the police.
Yes.
In your preamble.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I've heard the first caller ranting and raging on this whole topic. But what must be mindful in this entire exercise and this conversation, ma'am, is that there's something called the Constitution of Barbados, which has guaranteed the fundamental rights of the citizens of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That must be borne in mind. Now, what I would say, however, right, is that the caller made the point about people who continue repeatedly commit crimes and then you see them to get bail. Bail is a right under the Constitution. It is a right. While a magistrate or a judge can view the antecedents of the accused person to determine if they will grant bail or deny bail, it is a right nevertheless. Right? But I think that what we have to do, what we have a country has to do, ma'am. This administration, while it was seeking office, in its manifesto, it spoke about a gun amnesty. Now, I heard a lot of talk about a gun amnesty, and do this, and they can do this, and they can do third. I think, ma'am, that the government should determine, or should put it into being, bring it into being, and then having put it into being, and it expires, then read the Riot Act to all those persons who thereafter has been found in possession of unlicensed firearm. One of the things I think that if it's not happening yet, that I believe should happen, is that the meeting of minds regionally, by the sharing of information electronically, should be one of the ways I think that, because I recognize that it is not only this behavior. Is not only concentrated in Barbados. Apparently, this is now running its waves through the Caribbean, and I believe that the having the meeting of minds regionally at commission of police level, where you can share electronically information on persons who may be moving from territory to territory, to continue this behavior, because all of it is not concentrated on with the boys on the block. While there are, there's a fury between these individuals. In some instances, there can very well be persons moving around the Caribbean either being paid or not being paid, or have other groups they don't know, right? Who may be. And I'm saying that if there is any record of these individuals before the courts in any other jurisdictions, that this information should be shared long. So in other words, when a person purchases a ticket to come to Barbados, you're not denying the person entry, but having the information can help you to understand what it is that you are up against with the individual traversing the region. I also believe, ma'am, that the time is now right in this country for each officer in the Royal Barbados Police Force to be assigned a firearm. The reason why I'm saying this, I know this was controversial some time ago when I raised it, but the reason why I'm saying this, ma'am, is that when a police officer who has left his family and come to serve, reassure, and protect in this country, having left the job, let us say, for instance, he concluded a job from 3 in the afternoon till 10 at night, leave the job at 11. He doesn't have any form of transportation. But in the execution of his duties, would have dealt with a hardened criminal and confront that same criminal who is maybe now in possession of an unlicensed firearm. He's not no armed anymore simply because the firearm that he would have been traveling with while he was on duty, he got surrendered while he leaving duty. So he cannot then protect himself.
I want to stop you. I want to intervene here. And we are oftentimes so reactive in our solutions. And one of the reasons why I talked about parenting and children and intervention and stuff, because we get to that stage when it is not addressed at an early age. And the society is broken. Barbados has a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. And they're multifaceted. We have challenges with our economy. We have challenges with the family life. We have a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. We have challenges in the same police force. Mm-hmm. We have challenges in almost every sphere. There are challenges. Mm-hmm. We've gone away from some of the basics. And when I say basics, I mean some of the fundamental principles on which things would have been done. Mm-hmm. And because of that, there's a new norm. The society has changed. We've had a lot of insertion from other elements, other societies, and we've now had to rejig as a society. And we are not necessarily, we don't have an identity as a Barbados now. And unfortunately, all of that portends, all of that is now having an impact on way of life, family life, everything. And so here you're here talking about arming police, which may very well be a very plausible solution. But that is only but one of the options. Mm-hmm. As we seek, and what is it that we're trying to seek to address? We are trying to keep our society in a place where law and order is
prevails.
The norm, yes, where it prevails, as well as we're trying to ensure that our youth grow into valuable citizens that they can then add value as the next generation comes on and on. So what do? You inculcate principles in people. You make sure that within the teaching system that teachers are properly armed, given all of the tools and the resources. It spans a number. So in other words, you have to introduce programs. So there are so many other things. And oftentimes we always go to that big hammer when the challenge is only at a nail stage.
No, but ma'am, what I agree with you entirely. What must be borne in mind, ma'am, is that there is a reality. And that reality is saying to us that there are a number of unlicensed firearms in the hands of reckless and unstoppable individuals in this country. So why we may be seeking to tweak and do those things that you have just outlined, what must be borne in mind is the stark reality that is before us. That must be borne in mind. And that we must seek avenues to address these particular issues. So I don't have any quarrel with what you have said, but why we are seeking to fix those individuals, we cannot leave alone the reality that men are out there sitting down on blocks with firearms on the table. So what we want to address these things, right? let us also understand that we have a reality that is facing us that we have to address.
Yes.
I would implore this administration, since that the Prime Minister now has, she ain't got 36 anymore, she got 29 because one sheep went astray. One person, sorry, let me correct that. One person has gone as left. The point I want to make is that anything that can be done to tweak the Constitution of Barbados without infringing on the rights of individuals in this country, she has now the majority in the House of Parliament where she can seriously address these issues. These are serious issues. And I will support the members of the Royal Barbados Police Force 150% simply because that they are not up against anything that is trivial, you know. They're up against some serious, serious problems in this country. Let me draw an example to you, ma'am. I took my vehicle to courtesy garage to have standing check on it. The guy with the they have a not an express, a thing that move you from the location and take you wherever you want to go, and then they will call you when the vehicle is finished. I got into a van. Now there are 2 seats and let me say there's a ZR van. There are 2 seats where we call in the middle of the van who only had a commuter at each window, so the we call the outside seat was still available for any passengers getting in the van.
Yes.
When I got in the van, I decided that I would go right down to the back seat, even though I did so against my will. Now, Lord and Willy, here comes a young man and a young lady who got into the van, but refused to sit down apart from each other, which is the 2 seats that I just told you that were vacant, were available. So they decided they will sit in the box seat because I was the only person in the box seat sitting. Mom, you know what I discovered? Because I find the lady was holding onto her handbag so tight that I was wondering what could be inherently wrong. When the lady sat and the bike wasn't closed, and one of the straps to the outer side of the bike move from its original position that she had it in. What I saw in the bike, man, was a firearm. So I understand the reason why that the young man refused to sit up away from the young lady. But what I wanted is that the firearm was on the person of the female and not the man.
Yes.
That's the point I want to make.
Did you report it to the police?
Man, this happened about 6-7 months ago. Of course, I made a call, but the van stand. They got up before, I think, there, River Road. Mm-hmm. And they're there. But the point I want to make, ma'am, could you imagine a police officer, I didn't know, coming to duty or leaving duty and collide with such a situation? He got his man along, ma'am. He can't confront him. That's the point I want to make. We don't understand the level at which we are at in this country as it relates to unlawful firearms. You know, I think that we making sport at this thing. We don't understand the seriousness of what's happening in this country. So I'm saying that the police in this country must be given the resources in this country, and the Prime Minister spoke, ma'am, about the essential services and overtime. Give them back the flexi allowances that they once enjoyed some previous years ago, and have the police deal with these issues. So at that way, because let me say something. In closing, there was three or four shootings today where members of the citizens of the this country fired shots at the police. I hear a fellow come on this calling program and condemn it, you know. But had it been in the reverse,
it's violence in general.
Every single light on your radio station would be thinking, everybody would be calling. That's what I'm saying, right? To bring the amnesty on board, and then really we're at the expiration of the amnesty, so that when the Kadir choir come to sing, they will be voiceless and nobody won't hear them. Right?
I can support that, sir. I can support the call for the amnesty. I can support the call for, you know, ensuring that the police are properly afforded those benefits. And I can also add in there the teachers and all of the other persons who work to shape and mold our youth, that they too are also afforded the requisite benefits and tools. Thank you for your call today. This is Dr. Brastacks. Dr. Brastacks, just to make two comments here, there was a reference to the word savings bonds as we discussed the instruments. I just want to note that savings bonds are not included in the adjustment. I think that was said a couple times, but the WhatsApper has indicated that they heard the word savings bonds. So just to correct that, if that went on the air, savings bonds are not included in the those instruments for which the debt exchange refer. This is Dr. Brastacks.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning, sir.
Greetings and salutations to your good self. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your request be made to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:6-7. Classics were once taught in the older grammar schools, Latin, Greek, French, Spanish, and Hebrew. Since then, some of those languages has been wrong. However, it was with great interest that I've taken note that another foreign language is to be introduced, and that is Chinese. I have no difficulty with its introduction, since China is now becoming well grounded in Barbados. But year after year, we complain about the standard of English. And it's my personal opinion that Latin helps with a high standard of English. And I feel Latin should be taught from primary level if we are introducing Chinese in our classrooms. The Chinese, without doubt, are proving to be a force to be reckoned with. In the 19th and 20th century, Great Britain, as it was called, ruled the Commonwealth and drained the Commonwealth countries before offering them independence. Madam, it's not in my psychological makeup to deal with things which I deem as too rich for my blood. But now in the 21st century, China is on course to colonize Africa. We learned that Kenya owes China $5.3 billion in loans. Angola owes China $25 billion in loans. Zambia, Congo, Chad, and Nigeria, they are swimming in debt to the Chinese. Sri Lanka has taken the poor to pay off debt. I said the Chinese had to receive money which they were unable and have taken over their port to clear off the debt. China also took over Zambia Power Company after defaulting in loan payment. Colonizing countries by lending them money they can never pay. Kofi Annan must be weeping in his grave. However, when the 21st century history is written, recorded will be two black Africans, one black American African, and one Barbadian. In the names of Nelson Mandela, Kofi Annan, and the first black American President Obama, and the first black woman Prime Minister of Barbados, the Honourable Mayor Motley. And in conclusion, ma'am, I'd like to commend the author of the article in the Mizrik Nation dated October 3rd, 2018. How Can a File Go Missing? By Mr. Oyetoya Waldron. In the mid-80s, I had brought a case against the police. And if I had listened to the late superintendent of police. I went up to send my car to pay a court call. The late superintendent air guard had said to me,
but I will tell you that I am aware of the, I got it in the form of a WhatsApp, several WhatsApps, just last week. The whole point about all the debt that is owed to the Chinese, and as a result, the term Chinese colonizing Africa. Where even, for example, there was a situation where a port was, in quote-unquote, confiscated because of the billions of dollars that would have been owed by that country. So that's pretty interesting, I say. As I don't know if it is a strategy on the part of the Chinese, but I fully agree with you in terms of learning different languages, given that if we want to compete internationally, we can't only be limited to one language. As I interact with my colleagues internationally, they have several languages under their belt. And I always say, I want to learn more. I mean, I've done both Spanish and French up to a certain level, but as I go to Spanish-speaking countries, I'm still limited in how I converse at, you know, whether it's just a restaurant, at the airport. You can do a certain thing, but it is really a blessing to have the gift of other languages. So I applaud the Ministry of Education for making a decision like that. And I do endorse your point about the value that Latin learners, that Latin can do to how we respond in the English, as we use English, because of its role. You mentioned the point about files going missing. That is something that we've heard about. We heard about files dropping off the back of trucks. But so long as there's human element, you will find those scenarios. It is how you can put mechanisms in place to ensure how you can minimize that in some form or fashion. This is Dr. Brastax. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, sir.
Well, it is Thursday, a week after the passing of Kirk. And here I am again. Well, where are your expert today?
Sorry?
Where are your expert today?
Where are your experts today?
Well, I hear a young lady, 21-year-old, telling you that you all need to get some experts in here. So I heard one yesterday on the calling program, so I thought that would have been the trend now, you know, since that. I was told I'm not an expert, you need to listen to the expert. But let me tell you, Lisa, your definition of being religious may be different than mine, but that is one of my concept of being religious, when you have experts in your life. Now, I can ask you a question. Not that I have a problem with experts. I told you last week I ain't got a problem with them. I just listen to them too. But don't tell me that I got, if the expert is the teacher and I the student, I must stand the student all the time. I remember the going to learn carpentry, and this my grandfather told me, because he's who actually started me out with some of the tools. And that's the time that the police hold my backside and bust my backside because saw was in my bag and it was taken for a gun, right? Okay, but that's a different story. So it is what my grandfather told me. So when it comes to that, police don't unfair people. My grandfather told me that you gotta try to get what out of his head into my box. That we mean. He said that I'm right. When I go out to learn, I try to get what he know inside my box. So everybody is not the same thing. I'm a creative person. And if you know what is a creative person, you will know that creative people think totally different than linear minds. So I agree with you that we need experts in this work, or everybody is not the same thing. But I can ask you this question. If you happen to meet Jesus, and I'm glad that they got a person like you on the calling program so we could get a variety of views even on religious matters and spirituality. Right? Because they seem to engage in people in that type of thing. I find your former, the guy from Combermere, your Combermerian, talking about extraterrestrial and then thing. I find those up my street. I got to answer, Lisa. If you had, if Jesus had to come now, would you know Jesus?
If he came now, yeah.
You would know him?
Yes.
You can. You tell me how you would know him?
Because of my connection spiritually.
Well, let's say I'm skeptical about that. Because I believe that Jesus could be anybody. And
you use some interesting terms, know and believe.
Know and believe. You
yeah.
see, that is what I get in that.
Okay.
You, so you was a knower and not a believer.
Sir. Ask the question you want to ask, which is
I
about
that
Jesus.
Question. Are you a knower or a believer?
I'm both.
All right, I can ask you, though, to go and look for the what the philosophers see the term belief. Because I think you're misunderstanding how I'm using the term belief. I'm not using it as how some ordinary people use the term belief. What I believe in, I also know. But I just use the term belief because to me, Rene Descartes, I think, therefore I am. They're actually using doubt as part of his scientific method to be always in doubt because science can't be certain. Anything that science is certain, that is not science.
You know that as the Greek, they used to translate words to mean different things. And the word know has different meanings and the word believe have different meanings. And in some interpretations, they actually coincide.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but I tell you that the philosophers use it different. The philosophers believe, like David Hume believe that that's all we got. All we got is a belief. Right? But people just think that belief, you don't know what it is that you believe. If you know a saying and you don't believe in it, well, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, who are these people that think this? You're saying that to what?
They got a lot of people that know because of the internet, they don't really believe in Jesus, no. Because they got some people on the internet, I can name one that you could go and research and see talking. He used to be a former pastor named Ray Hagan.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Hagan. He's actually criticized what the Bible say, and he think that everything that we was taught in the Bible is a myth.
And he's a former pastor?
Yeah, he's a former pastor, yeah.
Okay.
And he's actually now opposing all of what he was taught about the Bible. And like, no, it was their foolishness. All them was nonsense. So the internet now, people going on the internet, and they're listening to these people, and as some people would say, in the last days, some people got itching ears. You know why I let it go on Jesus? And that's why I'm posing questions to you today. The story. We all need stories in our life. This how I see Jesus is that the story of Jesus is about a human experience. And it's for all of us to understand. Jesus is not some people, and I don't know why some people believe that. It's good to have pictures and so on. But some people are literally taking the photo on, like we were saying, the Roman Catholic Church as that's the man.
That picture, but, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never really used to take it literal, but it's good to have those things. It work like politics. You got a representation there. But I know in this time now with black and white, the problem with back to Africa and things, people can say, well, Jesus was black. But that is not the true essence of the story. It's about a human being becoming the complete human being. And that's why I'm trying to ask you if you would know Jesus, if you see him, because I think I would say to you a parable like how Jesus is putting it. The kingdom of God is like a lottery to me. If I win the lotto, I can say how God looks like. I still can get on the same way, and you're going to know that you're rich. So that's why I ask you if you can know the man, because to me, he can be an ordinary person that you might be arguing with and asking, where is your proof?
And my response to you was that it is not a visual. My response to you was that it is annoying.
Yeah,
and a connection.
Agree.
So you came back to a totally different result, even although you started by a question, I responded, and then you still came back to something other than what we confirmed at the beginning.
But what I mean is, all right, when you asking me for scientific method and you tell me, I tell you there's a difference between, don't mind that you don't accept it, there's a difference between spirituality and religion.
I don't accept it? When did we have this conversation?
No, you said that there ain't a difference.
What?
I sent you the say so.
Put words in my mouth, sir. Please,
right.
Please don't.
All right. But what I'm saying is, right, in spirituality, intuition is very important. You can only know things through the intuition, but then you actually use logic now to actually rationalize. The man is different than the woman. It is the woman that does know. It's man that got to go out and think about that which she know. The man is who want to be logical. And now on this topic, there's a reason why females coming down more with the Alzheimer and the dementia, because they are being put out of their thing. They're supposed to be the intuitive, instinctive individual, but no, they're getting pushed into logic. And then when people talk about education is what warding off the dementia and thing, when you got education, no, it is when you're able to be creative and use your thinking ability, not just taking in everything like a machine and then overloading one side of your brain and mashing it up. That is what causing the breakdown. But that's just my thing, right?
I'm going to thank you for your contribution. You shared a lot. Thank you for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. One thing I want to say, we had an earlier caller who mentioned, he made a comment, but I didn't catch all of it relative to the buses. But I don't know if he read the article today where the explanation was given by Miss Lynette Holder from the Transport Board, where she talked about the passing of Tropical Storm Kurt and how that has impacted so many buses being off the road, upwards to 40 buses. So just for clarity there, because we did put over, I understand there was over 100 buses at the beginning of the school term. And now, since the passage of Tropical Storm Kurt, there was that challenge, and I'm sure they're working towards addressing that. So maybe the 3-hour wait that took place with respect to that colleague of his who was going somewhere on that Sunday, maybe that could have been as a result. But we don't know how long ago that scenario took place. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. Morning. We are at 11:30. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to Mr. Johnson, and good morning to the listeners. Two brief points, Ms. Dale. Brass Tacks is a forum that is said to reach about 30,000 persons or listeners. And it's for that reason it can be used to dispense very important information. On Tuesday, or as a matter of fact, before we go to that, I knew to have persons to come to better understanding of what we are speaking about this morning. On Tuesday, I had a conversation with Mr. Wickham, and I listened back for the recording the night, Tuesday night, to see how clear it was, or if anything might need to be clarified. And the whole extract was erased. I subsequently spoke to Mr. Ellis on Wednesday morning concerning the matter, and he told me myself I've seen something in there that needed editing. So I told him that it was nothing there that needed editing, because he was talking about Christianity. So he said to me that he had full confidence in his editorial staff, and there must be something there that needed to be edited. But I have no problem with Brass Tacks or Starcom protecting their interests, but I cannot understand what could have been said between me and Wickham that would merit silencing. And to add insult to injury, when the WhatsApp asks to define spirituality and morality.
I need to interject here for a second, please. So please, I am the producer of the Brass Tacks program. I also edit and podcast the program on a daily basis. Nothing that you said to Mr. Wickham was edited by me. Nothing. Absolute zero. Nothing you said was edited. So whatever you were listening to could not have been anything I did. I just want to put that on the table. Thank you. Continue your conversation, sir.
Mr. Johnson, because I didn't ever say you edited. I said the night that it was recorded, it was revised, the whole extract wasn't on the program. They never said you edited anything, because I don't even think you must have been there the night. But what I'm saying is that I wasn't nothing there that I found to be bring the station into dispute. So that is why I asked Mr. Ellis, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for more thing though, for the next, which is related to the very program we're talking about this morning. When they call the program, they have people to understand or get a clear understanding about Christianity and religion in general. And one of the only points that coming out this morning is that even in Jesus' time, they had division among people. Up to yesterday morning, I was reading the chapter 9 and 10 with Jesus, when Jesus healed the blind man. And the religious leaders asked the man, "Who healed you?" And the man told him. And they didn't believe it. They said, "This man is a sinner who healed." And the man wanted to know, "How can a sinner heal?" They even brought the man's family, mother. And the mother said, "He's a big man, he can speak for himself." So it just shows you that I just want to draw this attention to all listeners. This division and misunderstanding, they start today in the 21st century. They started way back, even with Jesus himself, who walked the earth. And people saw miracles. They imagined it, they heard it, see it for themselves. And instead of belief, so up to today, if person don't believe, well, it's a matter for them. And I just want to add, like, the gentleman who works at the program, well, I come to say the gentleman, the individual who works at the program to ask me to identify what I believe in and what. That is a matter for me, because I cannot answer for him, and he cannot answer for me. We all got to learn to understand. And because, as the earlier caller said, because you don't believe it or understand it, you don't just discard anything that's good. I'll give you an example, Ms. Gill. If a person was given a map, a treasure hunt, that was in Japanese, but at the end of the treasure hunt is $1 million, they make a wrap and pass it there. They can look for a Japanese environment and ask if they help them to try and find that treasure. It's the same thing with the Bible. Because you don't understand, you don't understand and treat 3 minutes about dialogue. Because that don't make sense. Because you see, Mr. Gill, this thing involved people's lives. That's where they're important. Everything important. I want to talk about it. I got to keep it to myself. I don't want to see people lose their lives. Either to Jehovah nor Jesus. So people need to understand me. If you have your opinion that you don't want to hear, it's okay. And as the man gentleman say, it is not a force on nobody to it. So I would like just to say that, and I mean, I felt very sad that the whole extract was eliminated off the radio night. And I found it rather amazing.
You probably went to the bathroom or you stopped.
No, because I'm on the program. And even after the, I did tell you, the WhatsApp that asked to identify what they believe and why it came right after what I was, maybe Mr. Lincoln was speaking about, and that was played.
Okay.
But the one with the WhatsApp that asked to define spiritual morality, that was within the program, and that was not replaced.
Okay,
you
understand?
It was totally erased.
Okay.
So you have a good day. Next week, if I get into you, I will just go on the country to help listeners to get a better understanding of... before you go, Mr. Gill, the gentleman that asked you if you were identified Jesus, right, if you came. Jesus said the sheep will know the voice of the shepherd. You understand what I tell you? So anything that has to do with the man, or how he look, or what color he is, when he speak, you will understand it. Because in Jesus' day, shepherds had a distinct call for their sheep. And if, when all the sheep mixed up in one, the shepherds just step aside, and these shepherds would say whisper or whistle or something, and the sheep would separate.
They know
so that would be the answer for him right there. Sheep will know it. There's the shepherd, the distinct call. Thank you very much. Let's get it to listen to your program.
Thank you. This is Dr. Brass Tax.